Joe Cortez with the Faber Firm Extra Time with my co-host John Zimmel. Guys, listen, I've been talking about the amateur boxing, these young kids, young men, young ladies out there competing. John, one thing I must say that I take my hat off to some of these gyms, how they have put in the time. Some of these kids only have the monies to pay for, to participate in the activities. Some of these gym owners will say, you know what, you know, we'll take care about it. Sometimes maybe we got to create kind of a foundation where the community should get together and perhaps put some money together to put these kids through a program where they can have pay their tuition for them going to the gyms. I mean, some there's a talent out there, probably be good talent, but they don't make it because they don't have the gym dues to pay. But I think that you gym owners should really get out there and get a little committee together and do some fundraisers, whether it's washing cars or reaching out to the business owners in the community to get some money for help out these kids. I bet you go out there, you look around, you could probably pick up 25, 30 kids in your neighborhood that would love to go to the gym. I'm not going there because they can't afford to pay $25, $30 a month, whatever it is, to become a gym member. But I think that we need more of the business owners and those people out there complaining about these kids always in trouble, these kids always doing the wrong things. Well, do, you know, put your money where your mouth is at. Put your money where your mouth is and help these kids in the community because we need more groups to get out there, help out, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's your supermarkets, whether it's the car dealerships in your community. I'm not mentioning any names, but you know, they're out there, all these hamburger joints that are out there. Come on, let's do something to give something back to the community. Give some money, the donation to your local boxing gym to keep these kids going. But you gym owners, get step up to the plate, get out there and speak. Speak out. If you don't speak out, nobody's going to come out to help. Anyway, so these young kids, I want to see the young talent, you know, is to get more training, be developed to be at another level where they can really make it. I mean, I know there can be a lot of champions out there. They give them the opportunity. There's a lot of fighters from a lot of foreign countries that say, you know, they come from poverty.
Oh, my God.
You see them in the Dominican Republic, in Colombia, Venezuela.
Thailand. Thailand. I was eating garbage.
Yeah. All these places, these kids are going through a difficult time, but they find time and they have the ambition and they want to go to a local gym. They want to get out of that poverty. They see what's happening around the world with all these fighters that are nobodies end up becoming world champions, become millionaires, and that's their hope and dream. So we got to help and hope and one day that they can make it. What do you say about that, John?
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, Joe. I mean, right, exactly what you said, man. I mean, look, you know, how many times you hear stories, how many champions you hear about that they were on the streets, they were doing this, that, and the other thing, and then they got taken in by their local gym, and the rest is history, man, literal history, boxing history. And so, yes, boxing, gym owners, that's the way to go. It's the thing to do, and just exactly everything that you said. I could not agree more.
Exactly. You know, one of the things I believe in is that no matter how old you are, even at my age, which is about, 35, 40, something like that.
I don't know. Something like that.
Anyway, I feel like that. Anyway, the thing is that I keep going. I get up every morning. I get dressed up, and I want to be sharp. Don't think I'm only dressed like this when I want to do the show.
I like the bow tie, by the way. I like it. You didn't address it. Well, I've never seen you wear a bow tie.
I'm still a referee.
I know. Yeah, I like it.
You know, that's my trademark, my bow tie. So.
It looks nice.
But anyway, the thing is that I'm not coming back into the ring, guys, but I'm out there to fight for you guys to make sure we get these young fighters on the right track.
I think we get you back in the ring, but fighting.
Fighting?
That's what yeah.
Really?
I think the comeback, yeah, I'm telling you.
You think so?
You see all the money that's out there these days?
Really? I don't know.
I think your reffing days are over, bro.
I think maybe.
You got a little bit still in those.
I got a little spark of the old flash.
Exactly. Let them hands go.
Guys, you guys can do it. Let me tell you. I want to keep on going in life. I want to make my, you know, you want to know what my age really is? You want to know how old I am? No, you don't know. Okay, you know what? I'll tell you how young I am. I'm going to be 55, okay? Fernando Vargas gym, of course, we mentioned that before, the Fernando Vargas gym, the richest steel boxing club in Las Vegas. Fernando Vargas is a Foros boxing gym in North Las Vegas.
How do you spell that?
Foroz.
Okay, Foros.
You know, and he has a good boxing gym. You go in there, I've donated so much equipment to his gym for these kids, exercise equipment and North Las Vegas. I love going there because I go in there and see these kids from this big to adults working out, and they just, every place you look, you just see kids just sparring, you know, hitting the heavy bag, the speed bag, shadow boxing. They got the boxing ring.
There's something about that, man, right? When you walk in, you see guys working the bags, you hear that pop, 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 pop. You smell that sweat. It's just it's a beautiful thing.
It reminds me of when I started back in the days, back in the Boys Club of New York, Jefferson Park, 111th Street, 1st and 2nd. I go there, my brother Mike Walker, from 99th Street, walk all the way to 111th, 1st and 2nd. We're at 99th Park in Madison, right across from Mount Sinai Hospital. That's where I lived and grew up there. But you know what? We made it to the gym 5 days a week, and Saturday we make it up to the Mount Carmel gym up in the Bronx. And that's where Chaz Palminteri, the guy from the Bronx, his father, Larry Palminteri, was one of my trainers, along with Johnny Markell was my main trainer, John Markell, from the Boys Club. On Saturday, Lorenzo Palminteri would help Johnny Markell, help us out to spar up there, train at Mount Carmel CYO. So,
that's crazy.
You know, so we did it.
I love that movie.
And Charles Palminteri and I became good friends after years later when I was living here in Vegas. He called me up and said, Joe, my dad and mom called me up and asked me if you could come up to their 50th anniversary up in the Bronx, up on Tremont Avenue. I went up there for the 50th anniversary. That was about a good 15 years ago. And got there. Who was waiting for me? Charles Palminteri, Robert De Niro, and myself.
Oh, my God.
Sitting together. That was a great. And you know, guys, and that's what I'm talking about, helping out these young kids, because like Lorenzo Palminteri, John Markell, my trainer, helped my brother Mike and I, Gaspar Ortega, of course, helped me out. And that's what we need. More guys like you get up there, get these young kids, give them a little push, give them a little start in life so they become somebody in life. I mean, I could write a book. I could do a movie about my life story. Unbelievable stories I could tell you guys. I could go out for ages talking
about. Speaking of movies, if you haven't seen The Bronx Tale, watch it, like tonight. It's really, really good.
You can watch it. I watch it 100 times. I can watch it.
It's one of my favorite movies ever, honestly. Chaz Palminteri wrote it. It's based on his life. Robert De Niro's the other star in it, and he directed it. It's just an unbelievable movie.
Yeah, The Bronx Tale.
Yes.
Okay, don't forget it. Watch it. It sends a little note letting us know. Hey, guys, we're going to wrap it up with the extra time today.
We'll see you next week.
Talk to you soon. We love you guys. Keep your guards up at all times.